Hey everybody, and welcome back to Candidly Eclectic. It's Shay and Daisy Doe here with you again. This week we're going to dive into our opinions on TV shows. What TV shows were we fans of when we were kids? What do we watch now? What wouldn't we watch even if someone was paying us? What shows do we binge? Do we use streaming services or cable? And the answers to all these questions and more coming right up. Let's get rolling.
First one. What TV shows are your favorite type to watch?
I hate to say this, I really do.
What?
But reality. But not like
dumb
Jersey Shore kind of stuff, more like educational reality.
Okay.
So like The Zoo,
mm-hmm.
Disney's Magic of Animal Kingdom, which is on the streaming. Like documentaries.
Okay.
Like docu-series. But I don't know if they're technically considered reality or not. It feels more real than
document
than
like
the scripted shows.
Okay.
But how about you?
I'm more of a like crime drama.
Okay.
So like dramas, crime dramas, paranormal.
Okay.
So
what was your favorite TV show when you were growing up?
I'm going to have to say Rugrats.
Okay.
It's either that or Don't Judge. I was a big Barney fan growing
up.
I was too. Because I was like the OG of Barney. So like the original Nickelodeon shows like Cat Dog, Rugrats,
mm-hmm.
Rocko's Modern Life.
Okay.
Doug.
Doug.
Yeah. Like those kind of shows. They were like I liked Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of my other favorite shows. Cause I don't know. It just helped through a lot of like helped you with how to like share like if you
mm-hmm.
have like a younger sibling and like all that stuff, so what about you?
Mine, I don't know if you would have ever seen it. Maybe your younger brother might have watched it.
Okay.
But The Big Comfy Couch.
Yes, I did watch that.
Okay. I loved it. And I don't, like,
Molly?
Have a fear of clowns. So I credit Big Comfy Couch because that was, like, about clowns.
I don't think she was a full clown because when I think of a clown, I think of, like, the circus. When the circus
yeah.
used to come,
mm-hmm.
faces were painted. Like, everything was, like,
yeah.
like, the rainbow hair. Molly wasn't, she just had the nose and, like, the fake freckles. And, like,
Lunette.
The hat. And that was it.
You mean Lunette?
Who's Molly?
The doll.
Sorry.
I'm sad. I remember.
I know. It's really sad. I remember the little doll's name, but I don't remember the actual. I seriously thought her name was Molly.
Molly is the little doll.
Okay.
And then Lunette the clown is the main. And then there's
okay.
Major Bedhead and Grandma Garbanzo, I think is her name. Why'd they
now,
name
now,
her after
now,
her
now
beans?
We're way over. Now we're way over.
Why'd they name her after some beans? Like,
but isn't it called Molly and the Comfy Couch?
No, it's just The Big Comfy Couch.
Oh. Oh, I'm thinking of I'm thinking of like the okay, Bear in the Big Blue House. I don't know why.
I love
so
that show.
That was one of my OG shows also as a kid. That's like the original Disney Playhouse. Anyway, we are so sidetracked.
Yeah.
What were your top five shows from childhood that you would bring to today's kids if you could?
Big Comfy Couch.
Okay.
Liberty's Kids. I love Liberty's Kids. So much. I actually, full disclosure, a couple years ago found some seasons of Big Comfy Couch on DVD
mm-hmm.
and Liberty's Kids, the entire series on DVD. So I snapped them up fast as anything because, like, when I have kids, I'm going to show them those. But that's two. Arthur is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe that just ended, like, last year, like, officially.
They're not making it anymore?
Nope. They ended with him being like...
I don't watch it anymore. I'm so outgrown.
I think they ended it with him, spoiler, being like a graphic novel designer.
Really?
Yeah, and like I don't know. I didn't see it. I'm going to have to go back and watch it. Because it kind of felt like, no, my childhood's going to be really over if I watch the end of Arthur. But, yeah. Big Comfy Couch, Liberty's Kids, Arthur. There were so many good Disney shows when I was a kid. The New Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. That's 4 for me. And just because it's like a classic.
Waking up in the morning, you turn that on and you just hear the theme song and you know you're going to have a good day.
I can still remember the theme songs for all of these. Like, I can still sing the theme songs, which is kind of like, oh my gosh, but okay. And then for my 5th one, Stanley, who was a little boy with a big book of animals. And he... Or actually, I'm going to
make
it 6.
I got to look this up. Because that's not ringing any bells for me.
And it was a cartoon. Stanley.
Okay.
I think it was just called Stanley. And the other show that I watched as a child, like, even though, again, I'm a little bit older than her, was Bindi the Jungle Girl. And that was Bindi Irwin teaching you about animals, like, in real life, not a cartoon.
Okay.
And sometimes her dad would show up. That's
okay,
Stanley.
That's 2001, so I would have been...
I was 6, so you would have been, like, 10?
10, yeah. Okay. All right, I vaguely remember him. Remember that show. Okay.
But I loved the animal shows even when I was a kid, so... And honorable mention.
Yep.
Only, and I wouldn't bring this for today's kids now, just because they're still making Little Mermaid, but Ariel's Undersea Adventures. Or whatever.
Was that like I think that was
the TV show version of like the
Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
But it was like in, so that was like a original like Playhouse Disney show.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about because I would get up at 6 in the morning in the summer just to watch it and sit and watch like the original OG Playhouse Disney. Not the new stuff now.
So I was like, that's 7, but
it's, I just broke out a really old show.
Yeah. How about you? Do you have 5 that you would want?
Yes. So my first one is Out of the Box. So that is from 1998. I would have been 7. And that is one of my top ones because it teaches kids and it's a low stimulant show. So I'm going to pick all the low stimulant show. I may be hitting some people with some reality here, but I always did the low stimulant shows, kid shows, that I want to bring back. So this is one of them. Because it taught kids how to, like, use their imagination, think outside of the box.
And, like, recycle.
Upcycle, reuse, reduce, recycle. And, like, they build a fort out of cardboard boxes. I'm like, and that's got me into doing it. My other show is Blue's Clues, the original Blue's Clues with Steve. Yes. That is, okay, there's one episode I'm about to break out into song. The Planet Song. So the Planet episode. I know that song from beginning to end and like the tune he sang it in.
Okay.
So Blue's Clues with Steve, not Joe, not anybody else, Steve. He is the OG of Blue's Clues and will always be the OG of Blue's Clues.
I love that he's still like,
he's still out.
Come back.
Yeah.
Into
and
the
and he's like on Instagram and he's on TikTok and he does do the, hey, it's me, Steve.
Yep.
And my childhood has just reopened. And like, he literally will sit there and everyone just types in their, like, oh, hey, like, so and so, like, had a rough day. And then he actually will respond to some of the messages. And I'm like, oh my God, you just hit me in the feels.
We love him.
Yes. So Out of the Box, Blue's Clues. Roly Poly Oly.
I loved that show.
I'm going way back. I'm going way back. Read Between the Lions.
That was another.
So that was another
show.
Really good show because it helped, especially with me. I had a learning disability, and I still have it, but I don't announce it minus right now. But that helped me learn how to read.
Mm-hmm.
Zoom. Do you remember
that?
That
was a good one too.
That was a good scientific.
Yeah.
And like just anything. Was that 4 or 5?
That was 5.
I'm gonna have to go with one more.
Okay. I did 7.
PB&J Otter.
I was gonna say
PB&J Otter.
PB&J Otter.
But like these are like, and the Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh, but these are all shows that are low stimulant.
Mm-hmm.
They're not like the whole like, let's get up and dance, like jump up and down and everything. No, it's like they're
it's like,
calming.
It's like follow a story, learn the lesson.
Yeah,
as you watch.
Yeah, and then I learned a lot of valuable lessons watching these shows, and these shows have actually taught me a lot of lessons.
Mm-hmm. And one more bonus show. I don't know if you'll remember. I think you do.
Okay.
Cyber Chase.
Yes! Oh my god, I would sit in front of my TV coming home from school, middle school, and my mom would be at work, but someone would have had to be home. Like,
yeah.
My dad would have to be home, like, or something.
Mm-hmm.
And I would sit in front of the TV when we got the TV, miniature TV in the kitchen. And the rule was I only had a half hour to watch TV every day.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my mom's rule. Half hour. Have a small snack, like a nice snack, like carrot sticks or something, or whatever, like a cookie or something. Only a half hour of coming home from work, like being in school all day,
mm-hmm.
come home, relax, have a snack, watch a half hour of a show, because most of those episodes were only half hours.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not like the shows now that are like, some of them are still like a half hour, but
then,
it's just so much going on. For me, it's just, I tried rewatching the other show, Magic School Bus. I'm sorry, I had to add that to my list. Magic School Bus. I still watch it.
This episode is just us reliving
our childhood. Because there are so many other shows we can think of that are going to pop into our heads that most people don't even know, like today.
And now it's like reboots and. Like, I'm sorry,
I've
yet to find a reboot that's as good as the original.
No, I'm sorry, I don't do reboots. I'm OG, I stand firm with what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Low stimulant shows, and I've been seeing, like, online when, with, like, for parenting, like,
mm-hmm. Like the mommy vloggers.
Yeah, saying that the high intensity, not high intensity, the high stimulant shows that are on now, they're showing their kids their OG shows, like what we just named.
Mm-hmm.
What we just named a few.
Like
that's what Little Bear.
Oh my god, it's Franklin.
Franklin! So that's what I'm saying. Like, those shows are perfect, especially Little Bear and Franklin are
mm-hmm.
the two best ones about teaching kids about how to share, how to take turns, how to
how to welcome a sibling, even.
Yeah.
Franklin.
Yeah. But, like, in a calm, not overly stimulant. Oh, okay, well, but it's, the generation now will never understand what we went through when watching these low-stimulant shows.
Mm-hmm.
They taught us everything from letters to numbers to counting to learn. Franklin taught me
mm-hmm.
how to tie my shoes.
Yeah.
Like, these shows teach kids how to writing letters.
I think for my kids, if I have them, it's going to be a balance. Like, 75%
you got to mix it up a little bit, which I get.
75% the low stimulant shows.
Because
mm-hmm. I bought DVDs, like I said, and
mm-hmm.
I have VHSs
mm-hmm.
that I save
yeah.
for when I
have Oh,
kids.
Yeah, I have, like, the kids sing-along VHSs.
And then, like, never Yo Gabba Gabba. Yo Gabba Gabba was too much for me. I tried to watch it because that was my sister's
mm-hmm.
time when she was watching
yeah.
kids shows. And I was just like, this is too much going on. There's too much.
Oh my God,
Just
what was the show?
raw.
What was the other show with the girl in the pink short hair? Sportagus?
Lazy Town.
Lazy Town.
Lazy Town, I
Bob the
liked
Builder.
Bob the
The
Builder too.
original Bob the Builder, not like the
Yeah.
British version.
Well, the British version. British, sorry everyone. The British version, I think, might be the original one.
No, because he never had a British accent. We have the
Yeah.
original Bob the Builder video, and I can tell the difference.
I think they took it from England and
Oh.
brought it over here.
Well, I'll still go with Bob the Builder. My younger brother grew up on that, and all I remember him singing was that song, Bob the
Oh,
Builder. And
God.
I'm like, and then it got stuck in my head. And then I tried to relearn it, and I'm like, yeah, this is too. That was another good show that was low stimulant. I feel like Lazy Town
Lazy Town
was
was like gym class.
yes. It
It
was
was
like,
like
get up and
get up and do, or like even the sports candy. I remember the storyline about that they had where there was a character who like only ate sweets and candies and stuff,
oh, I forget his name. I'm
and
gonna
then
okay.
Ziggy.
Zippy.
Ziggy.
Ziggy?
Ziggy.
Okay.
There was Ziggy. There was these were like puppet characters.
Yeah.
Ziggy,
Sportagus,
Stingy,
Robbie
Robbie
Rotten,
Rotten was the villain.
Stephanie.
Stephanie was a human. Robbie Rotten was a human. Sporticus was a human.
Yeah.
Everybody else was
The
puppets.
mayor.
The mayor is her, is Stephanie's like uncle or something.
Yeah.
But
Well, like,
Stingy,
look
gosh.
We
The
just opened a
purple
can of worms.
pinstripe suit. I was like,
I
oh
just can't.
my gosh. But that to me, that was gym class. Like my dad
Okay,
would be
I can
like,
see that.
Sportacus was always doing like, let's do some push-ups.
Yeah, so you have
And
Stingy. He was
Stingy.
like the uptight
Yeah.
and like proper pro Zaboomafoo.
How did I forget
Oh
Zaboomafoo?
my God, Zaboomafoo. Okay, that is as great or even better than
That was
Magic School
wonderful.
Bus, because Zaboomafoo was a zoo show with the Kraft brothers. Kraft, right?
Pratt.
Pratt. I don't know why I said. Why am I thinking of food right
It's
now?
been a long time, and our brains like
Yeah.
remember it, but there's a little bit of a
Some
fog around it.
yes. Zaboomafoo the lemur,
Yeah.
and like they actually took you on adventures to find these animals, and they taught you about these animals and like where they live, and oh my God, it was awesome. I felt like it was like back at the zoo again.
And like I said, I loved the zoo shows, so
Yeah.
Zaboomafoo was a big one for
Oh
me.
my God, I loved it.
And
And that's a low stimulant show,
I do
but it has a
appreciate.
lot of info to give out, but it's in small chunks.
Yeah. And I do appreciate that now the it's the Kratt Brothers show. They don't
Yeah.
do Zaboomafoo anymore, but they
Yeah, but it.
still have a sh a animated show
Yes.
teaching you about animals. Granted, now they
See,
have like
that's
super
too.
suits
Yeah.
that turn them into the animals,
Yeah.
but I like I
That, see,
appreciate they're still
yeah,
doing it,
they're still.
but if I'm showing my kids something, I'm
It's
showing them
going. I'm still
Zaboomafoo.
going. Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm still going with the originals. I don't care for the updated version. Like, I don't mind, but like, now you're gonna make me want to go and watch this just to see how high stimulant this is, and it probably is. Yeah.
But I've seen the mommy vloggers also being like a
I don't
lot of
think it's
them.
not a vlog. It's just a parent on Facebook saying, "Oh, well, with everyone showing high like their kids, like why don't we go back and show them what we
Yeah.
grew up on?"
Well, there's
That's me. That's so gonna be me. I'm not, but I'm also gonna be the parent of the rule of if the show is only 20 minutes long, that's all you get. Nothing. You get a one 20 minute session of TV, maybe on a Friday. That's your reward. Nothing else. If it's raining, well, I was always taught if find something to entertain yourself. Do not sit in front of a TV all day. That's just how I grew up. But until I as I got older, then I ended up moving a TV in my room instead of doing homework. I ended up watching
Yeah.
TV. And then it cost me a lot of good grades. But
The only like I said, I do like a 75% low stimulant art dose, 25% the modern stuff like Bluey, like only because I've watched Bluey and I actually don't mind it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not a massive Bluey fan, like some adults are,
mm-hmm.
but like I enjoyed it, so I'd let them watch that. There's some, like, I've been out of, like, the daycare
mm-hmm.
game for a while now,
yeah.
so I don't know, like, what's current. I know Miss Rachel. I've heard of Miss Rachel. But, like, mine's gonna be balanced, because I think the mixture is good, but too much high stimulant stuff. I've seen the mommy vloggers saying, like, I'm just overstimulated today, so I'm going to show my kid a low-stimulant show. Granted, I don't normally watch mommy vloggers. This is ones that
mm-hmm.
I just stumble across, because I'm not a fan of mommy vloggers normally.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay. But we just went so far.
I know.
And that was 20 minutes.
Oh, no. All right, back on track.
Back on track.
Your turn.
Do you use cable or streaming or both?
Both.
Both.
So, like, if there's a show, like, a new season on, like, the show Tracker, which my mom and I are really into, which
mm-hmm.
season 3 has not come out yet, and it's making me worried.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't announced it yet. And I know your mom watches it, so
yeah.
I was trying to get her to, like, I need somebody else to talk to about this show! which... That I love, because, like, that's a show that it's on once a week, every
mm-hmm.
Sunday. But, like, if there's, like, there's another show directly right after it called The Equalizer with,
Is that Queen Latifah?
Yes. My mom actually watches that, and she said it's actually really good.
Mom watches that,
so
too.
I want to try to get into that, but
mm-hmm.
besides the point. I do both. What about you?
I do both. So the way it works is, in mom's living space, she's got a TV with a Roku TV,
mm-hmm.
so she can,
yeah,
she has connected her
oh, you guys are
box.
Fancy. I don't have any of that. I just have Netflix. We can DVR our shows, and then we have to go back in and then delete all the shows.
Mm-hmm.
But it started recording shows that we don't even, like, Ninja Warrior. I'm like, nobody in my family watches that. Why is it being recorded?
Yeah.
I'm like, so we have all these recordings since we use Comcast, and then
mm-hmm.
if I go over, there's no more space.
Yeah.
If anybody else wants to watch
mm-hmm.
something and record it.
Yeah. We have Comcast too, or Xfinity, whatever it is now.
Xfinity?
And,
sorry. I still go by Comcast.
But we have in the living spaces,
mm-hmm.
like in the living rooms, we have cable and the streaming services.
Mm-hmm.
But like in my bedroom, I really only watch streaming in the hangout room, we call it in my house.
Mm-hmm.
We only use streaming. That TV is for streaming or Nintendo Switch or PlayStation 4.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we don't even have a cable box in there anymore. And then my sister has the Roku TV also, so she's got streaming.
Fancy, fancy.
Yes. I highly recommend the Roku. It's nice. If you ever, like, need to get a newer TV.
Yeah, no, I'm not putting a TV in my room.
Oh, no, just in general. Like, if
no.
you need a new TV.
Well, we're going to break it down again back to the old days. Do you remember the TV before the flat screen? Like, it
the
was
big square one?
Yes!
Yes.
We just took ours apart.
Oh.
Like, literally, Jack, my younger brother, dismantled it, and it's in pieces now.
No.
No, it's, I'm like, holy cow. And seeing the inside of what it, and, like, it's actually pretty impressive. And now there's an empty space where the TV used to be up against the wall. And we're
mm-hmm.
like, no one's ever comes down in the basement anymore
mm-hmm.
to watch TV. Because that used to be where us kids went to go
mm-hmm.
down and play. We had a game room, a toy room. That TV was hooked up to the Wii. And, yes, we still have the Wii stuff.
Our Wii
and
is downstairs.
And that's what we would play. Like, in the
mm-hmm.
basement to get energy out. We'd, like, we would go all out with tennis. Like, we were
oh my gosh.
So
tennis
intense.
Is so fun.
And bowling. And, like, even at parties, like, when we were younger, the people that, when we would celebrate December birthdays,
mm-hmm.
we'd go to one of our beach friends' houses, and everyone would be there, and The kids would play like Guitar Hero or like and then we'd literally be all sitting in one small room about this size, all crowded, watching people play Guitar Hero. Like, so pretty. Like, oh my God. I'm like, what are we doing? What TV show did you finish most recently? And what type of shows do you watch? That's like a two-part question.
Yeah, and it's kind of a repeat of the first question,
Yeah.
but I guess it's not because it that the first one was favorite type to
Yes.
watch, and this is just what do you watch? I watch crime. Like true crime, I watch documentaries, I watch some reality, like Sister Wives, I watch that. My sister and I have several nicknames for several people on there. Flattering nicknames for most of them, but not for the one guy. So true crime, documentaries, docuseries. I watch mainly streaming shows since
Okay.
most of the TVs around my house have streaming and I can't carry cable on my phone. And if I'm like on the bus watching a show or whatever, I have to stream it. So the and I watch a lot of Korean dramas. So the last show that I watched all the way through was called DNA Lover, and it was a Korean drama
Okay.
with Siwon Choi from Super Junior. And full disclosure, that's why I watched it. It was a good show. I enjoyed it, and now I'm pretty good at reading the subtitles and watching the thing because I know that's like an acquired skill when you start. That is the last show I watch all the way through. Because what I do is I like to binge watch the stuff. So I, in most cases, like Sister Wives, I watch every week. But like some Korean dramas I really want to see, so I will watch it as it gets released onto Viki, which is the platform I use to watch them. But a lot of the times I'm like, I have to wait 8 weeks to watch this. I have to avoid social media for 8 weeks because there's eight episodes and I'm not watching it until I can sit down and just watch it in one shot on a weekend. So I don't watch shows as often because it takes so long for them to be released. So yeah. Would I'm just going to take a guess here. Would yours be Tracker?
So mine is so I like comedy.
Okay.
So comedy like Mike and Molly, Friends, Golden Girls, Big Bang Theory, Two
Oh,
Broke
that was a good
Girls.
one.
So I do crime drama, as I said in the beginning. So that'd be like FBI, NCIS, NCIS Los Angeles, NCIS New Orleans. FBI, I ended up watching all binge watched. This is probably because it was really good, and I like the one character, Omar. Sorry, spoiler. He's really good. Like, and then there was two episodes in episode five that went back to one se to whatever season it like retracked back to, and I had no idea what was going on. And like, no, I'm not kidding. The first 5 seconds of the season five episode whatever, I had no idea what the heck the people were talking about, and I'm like, I'm so lost. So I just skipped two episodes in season five. And then one episode I didn't like at all, so I skipped it completely. So like FBI Northwoods Law, which is like a reality, but it's a nature reality. So that's a good educational one. And Alaska State Troopers was my other favorite reality one because it's about the police in Alaska and like what they do. So it's like that stuff I love, and I was just watching Northwoods Law. I went back to that because I haven't watched it in forever. Murder in a Small Town is my mom got me hooked on that.
Okay.
There's only one season, and we're not sure if season two is gonna come out.
Okay.
And then Tracker, as I said, Paranormal. I love paranormal shows.
Okay.
So like Dead Files is a good one. Kindred Spirits with Amy and Adam. So good. Ghost Hunters. I love it's
Okay.
I used to watch Ghost Adventures, but the main guy, Zach Bagans, is just so over the top. Like when he's trying to explain like the history, he's like all worked up and everything. And I'm like, dude, it's just an intro to the history of whatever you're
Yeah.
doing. Like, tone it down. But so I stopped watching that. Yeah, like a lot of zoo shows I watch. If there's nothing else on TV, like if none of those shows that I just mentioned or whatever is on, I will end up on YouTube. And I will just rewatch old episodes, or I'll
That makes
just
sense.
go back to old episodes.
Now, I kind of already answered this. Well, I answered the first part.
Okay.
But do you wait for every episode of a season to be released so you can binge watch it in one sitting, or do you watch episodes weekly when they are released? And what was the last show you actually binged? So you kind of
I
already
kind
answered the second
of
part. Give us.
So it depends on the show. So if it's like Tracker, I have to wait for next Sunday to watch it. So those kind of shows you have to wait,
Yeah.
which is good. Like Murder in a Small Town, you have to wait till I think it was on showed on Wednesdays, Wednesday nights, I think.
Okay.
So like those kind of shows, I would have to wait. That I don't mind waiting, but it's like it gets to a good spot and then you're like, I'm like, Mom, what do you think? And I'm like, what do you think is going to happen? What do you think he meant by this? What do you think they meant by this? My mom goes, Kate, calm down and just wait till. But I can't wait. What is going on? So if it's a show that's already out and that has been out for years, like Northwood's Law, that I can binge watch.
Okay.
Or like Hawaii Five-0. That's another good show I like.
Okay. So
So like those shows, if it's already out.
You like binge watch the older shows
Yes, if there's nothing else on TV, I
and
will go
watch
back to
like
the old.
weekly on the newer shows?
Yes.
Okay.
I have to like be able to get into them first. If I don't like them, I do the whole if I cannot be hooked in the first episode and the first 15 minutes of the show, you're done. I have no interest.
Okay.
What show did I actually binge today? Northwood's Law.
Okay.
I was watching season 4. And I got to like episode 3. So for people who don't know what Northwood's Law is, it's a show about the game wardens of Maine, and they talk about they deal with poachers and hunters and
Fishing.
illegal fishing, and they do
Yeah.
drug busts.
Yeah.
And they
It's a
also
good
like
show.
save people. Like if people are missing, they go
Yeah.
on those kind of things. And it's just one episode did make me cry. And out of because like I was it's a Northwoods Law show, it's a game show, it's a nature show. Nothing's gonna make me cry.
Yep. It'll get you.
I don't even want to talk about
Okay.
it. because I don't want to give away if people haven't
Yeah.
seen it, and it's like later in the seasons.
Okay.
So, what about you?
So as we said, I normally binge watch unless it's something I'm really, really into, or like House of the Dragon, which is the Game of Thrones prequel. But it's coming out now, so it's ha chronologically in the story, it happens before Game of Thrones, but it's
I never watched Game of Thrones.
that's okay.
Like I heard about it and it was like a big thing. I think one of my family members really liked it. But I'm like,
But I was like, okay, this is going to be really hard to avoid. Like, if I know I'm not going to be able to avoid spoilers and stuff, I will watch weekly. Or if it's something that I'm following in real time, I'll watch weekly. But, like, a lot of the times, say it's an 80-20. Okay. Like 80% of the time I'm binge watching stuff. And the last show that I actually binge watched. You might laugh.
Okay. Try me.
It was Say Yes to the Dress.
Okay. I actually used to watch that because it was like, oh yay, like future me, I'm gonna get married, like, yeah. And I can pick out all the dresses that I hate, and at those dresses that they are so,
I'm like,
they are out there, and the people commenting on the soon to be bride's dress are so nasty.
Yep.
Then why do you bring them? Oh, but they're my best friend. No, your best friend shouldn't be critiquing, downplaying your dress like that, making you feel like you're the most. I can't say the word because I don't want to be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Like, they're putting you down when you're trying to buy your dress for your wedding, and you're going to invite that person to your wedding, but they're already being negative to you before you even buy the dress. They don't need to be there. Wait, what was the other show? What Not to Wear?
That one.
That
I never got into.
So my dad got into that.
What?
Okay, this is years ago, mind you. So I think this is when.
What?
Yeah. My dad, and you know my dad, and I actually got into it with him because we would be the two judgy people. We'd just be sitting there. You seriously walked out of the house like that? Are you seriously wearing pinstripes with checkered shirt?
Oh,
like,
gosh.
Like, I'm not kidding. That's what people would wear. Like, and then, like, they go on, like, a shopping spree. And I'm like, I wonder what ever happened to those people after getting a makeover like that. Do they stick with it? Or do they just did they just do it for the fame of the show, for that hour of fame, and then go back to the normal? It always made me wonder.
Okay.
Do you like to watch shows with a storyline or shows without them?
A lot of the time with the reality that I watch, like, it's following real life. It's not necessarily a storyline. So I prefer the shows that don't have, like, even when I used to watch Dance Moms, what happened the week before? Let's react to that. With Sister Wives, it's what happened the week before. Let's react to that. With, like, the zoo shows, it's like, we might see this animal again if they have a recurring or a chronic condition.
Yeah.
But then you have, like, the Korean dramas that I watch where there is a storyline to them. But most of the time I'm watching, like, the zoo shows. Reality, so no storyline for me.
I have to have a storyline.
Okay.
So, like, the show that we used to watch as a family, 24 with Kiefer Sutherland.
I remember that show.
And that was a weekly thing.
Yep.
So it was always on a Sunday. And we all, my mom, my dad, my younger brother, and I, we would all, like, oh, 24 is on. We got it. Let's go.
Yep.
We literally would all sit there, watch it together. And Kiefer Sutherland, like, he mumbles when he talks sometimes, so it's, like, slightly on. We literally had the volume blasting, and then a giant explosion happened, we're like, oh my god, my ears! So, like, shows like that, like, Northwoods Law, I don't think Northwoods Law has a storyline, it's just
like, what happened last week.
No, it's like, oh, now we're in Arusta County trying to bust Poacher. But 100 miles somewhere else, we're dealing with a bear. And then we're going to go back to the Night Hunters. And we're going to go.
Yeah.
It's that I like because then you get different side,
different
places in the town. Just, it's nice. But most of the time, like Tracker, I need a storyline. Like Tracker minus some stuff is still bugging me about season one.
Okay.
And I'm still stuck on it. I can't get over it.
Okay.
So.
Alright. Do you prefer fiction or nonfiction shows?
I don't know.
For me, it's nonfiction.
I don't I have one. I'm not really.
You're not picky about it.
No, it's as I said before, if it doesn't, if I'm not hooked in the
You
first
just
15 minutes, I don't care.
okay.
On to the next.
That makes sense. So there's no
It's
preference really.
just
Okay.
nothing scary. I don't do scary shows. Like, I
Okay.
don't do Twilight Zone. I don't do like horror shows, like Svengoolie. My aunt loves that. Like that old time spooky black and white, I can't do that. I prefer no.
Okay.
Do you enjoy competitive shows and what type of competitions?
I like baking competitive shows.
Okay.
Like they just did Wiz the Harry Potter and the Wizard of Baking. So
Oh.
I watched that. And then they just renewed that announced or announced the renewal for season two, so I'm thrilled. But 'cause I'm also a massive Harry Potter person. So I was like, okay. But I watch like Holiday Baking Championship, Halloween Baking Championship. I used to watch like Creating Spaces, if you remember that show.
Vaguely.
Of what, and then like I used to watch Survivor. I used to watch Amazing
I
Race. I still sometimes watch Amazing Race. Like if gets me,
know someone who was on it.
I know someone who did Trading Spaces.
Very nice.
Well, Trading Spaces kids.
Oh.
But yeah, I do like them, but I normally do the baking competitions.
I am, so I used to watch Survivor. Like, we would all sit down and we would all be like, who's getting voted out? We're like, oh, and we literally would sit there and judge. Like, my mom, my dad, my mom still watches it. My older brother and my sister-in-law watches it, and they will, oh, did you see Survivor? Like, did you see, like, who about this? And I'm like,
No.
I used to watch it because of the cute guys, Boston Rob.
Oh, I love him.
Rob and Amber.
My mom was like,
And
why would you like him? I was like, look, there's a charm about
yes.
that
And Ozzy was the one other guy who was really cute.
man.
And I'm sorry, I don't want to be a deadbeat Debbie Downer right now with this show, but I stopped watching it ever since I found out. To me, it's fake.
Okay.
It's not like it's not recorded right then and there. Like, if someone gets burned, oh, how did they get the paramedics there that fast? If they're literally out in the middle of nowhere, how is that possible? So it's like the little things that I noticed that I'm like, how'd the paramedics get there? And then someone said it's already pre-recorded. Then it's not real. Then why are we just... I'm gonna keep my mouth shut. I don't really watch competition shows anymore. Like, that was like, I don't. That was probably the only show I used to watch, and that was it.
Okay. I also used to watch a show, I think it was called like Four Weddings, and it was literally there were like three or four brides, three weddings, four weddings, whatever. And they competed as to who had the best wedding. Like brides went to each other's weddings and then voted on
I
them.
vaguely remember that, but what if,
And then
like, one of
who.
your, what if your best friend is also getting married and she's part of that and you're gonna vote for each other's wedding? That's not fair.
Oh, they. I don't think they ever did like
Like
friends.
friends,
It
really?
was like random
Oh,
people who
people.
were getting married within the same week. And
Okay.
then whoever.
Yeah, I
The
just,
other
but
one
I think.
voted.
But I think that's a little dangerous because what if someone turns into a bridezilla? And like, if somebody you always have some of those people that are like on that show, those kind of shows are like, why was she here? Like, what is she doing here? Or like, oh, like her wedding, like she went all out. Like,
Yeah, I think the prize was like
I think it's like
a
favoritism.
honeymoon. No.
That's just how I see it.
The prize would be
Like a vacation or
like
something, right?
honeymoon.
Yeah,
Your
like the
honeymoon would get
honeymoon
paid.
would be fully paid off, all
So,
complimentary.
So I used to watch that, but then they like stopped that show, so I was like, okay. But like the lower stakes competition. Like, you're still getting a prize at the end,
mm-hmm.
but, like, not, like, fighting, not, yeah. like, psychological manipulation,
yeah.
like some of the shows that are competitions for me.
I feel like, have you ever watched or heard the show Real Housewives of New Jersey or
yes.
Real Housewives of New York? That's manipulation 101.
Yeah.
That is what not to do. It's, but it's like comedy in a way. So like, if there's nothing else on,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, and it's on, I'll just briefly put it on,
mm-hmm.
and it's like drama starts already, and I'm just like, all because she said this. Like, seriously, grow up and get over it. We're not in middle school anymore, and I'm literally yelling at
you. Oh my gosh.
I'm like, shit. You're 40 something years old. Get over it.
Mm-hmm. Do you find any life lessons in the shows that you watch? This can be from, like, kids' age
yes.
to today.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. As I said, in, like, the very beginning, like, the kid shows, like, Franklin, Little Bear,
mm-hmm.
they all taught me, like, life lessons on, like, how to share, how to, like, invite someone, like, if you have a new friend at school that's just starting, how to, like, reach out and help them
mm-hmm.
and, like, get them acclimated to, like, the new school surrounding or something, or like, a new neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm going to agree with that, because that's how I feel, too. Like, I've learned a lot, because I've watched, like, NCIS and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and I've watched, like, stuff. I feel like I've learned a lot on how to protect myself in situations from, like, true crime and stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, poor life, like, virtues, I feel like I learned a lot from the kid shows.
Yeah. Me too. You are now trapped in the last show you watched. What is going on around you? Are you in danger? And are there characters or people who you feel safe with? And what became your goal or character arc?
God. So the last show that I actually watched is that DNA Lover K-drama. Now on the surface, and this is about to be spoiler central for some shows. Like, do I think most people watch K-dramas? No. But,
I don't. I used to.
Spoilers for this K-drama, DNA Lover. There is a firefighter character, a doctor character, and they are both competing
for one person.
For one woman.
Okay.
And they both have feelings for her. And then there is a criminal who's like an arsonist, and he's setting fires everywhere. So as long as I'm staying away from the three mains, I won't get caught up in the arsonist.
You don't want to have a
thing.
Love triangle going on?
There's other characters that I could go
for. Okay.
But
firefighter doesn't sound bad.
I just want to stay away from the arsonist in this show.
Please do.
If
do.
In it. But I would feel safe with all three of the main mm-hmm. characters, especially the doctor and the firefighter. And the girl seems to be a really good friend to her friends, so I'd feel safe with her, too, in character. And my goal is to become someone who is not affected by the arsonist. Like, I would like to just make it to the other side of the show,
mm-hmm.
cheer on the couple that ends up being the couple.
Yeah.
And then, yay! What about you?
Northwood's Law. So I got all the good guys. I got all the I got all the characters. So, there's really nothing I can say about this. The episode I just watched was, people were, so I don't remember the term for it. It's kind of like where it's called deer herding, I think, like where, but it's illegal in Maine,
mm-hmm.
where you have three people in your party, hunting party.
Yeah. And then
they walk and scare the deer to the person who has the gun,
yep.
who's going to shoot it. And that's illegal there. So they're trying to get to the bottom of it. And
mm-hmm.
like people are trying to give like the, main warden service guys trouble and
mm-hmm.
everything, and one had a was a felon, So, and you, as a felon, you can't have a gun. You can't have any firearms. Mm-hmm. And a firearm on them, and they're like, yeah, you just broke your parole.
Yeah.
You're done. You're going to go back. We're going back to jail. So, I'm pretty safe.
Okay.
In mine.
So, just side question there, then. Do you want to be one of the wardens or one of the people who's just casually, like, hello, thank you for doing your job.
Yeah,
have a nice
thank
day.
You. Like, they go into, like, the tag shops, and, like, I'd be that person to be like, hey, I'm going to rat this person out if it's my job. Like, because over there, you have to tag the deer.
Yeah.
You have to write your name. And you have to get to the shop to do it. And if, because there's, that was the other part of the episode, because that's what, it, like, jumps to different areas of Maine. But it's still, you're still learning.
Mm-hmm.
I love this show because I'm like, oh, you have to be like 100 feet away from, 100 yards away from dwelling, like a house, if you're going to shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And shot, these two hunters shot through a lady's fence and he almost got
illegal.
Hit. That's all. Even here.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't like in my area.
Do you find yourself shipping characters? And for anyone who doesn't know, that's like imagining two characters in a relationship. Or
no.
Like
I'd rather have that character myself.
Oh, okay.
Well, because no.
Okay. I do it more for movies than TV shows. Mainly books, though. Normally books is what I'm, like, dipping people with.
Star Wars. These two characters! I'm sorry, that was, like, the only movie. Or, I can't even do it for Harry Potter. Like, I can't. No. I'm sticking with Star Wars. Those are the only two characters.
Oh, goodness.
Do you watch shows based on other things, such as books, movies, or characters?
Yes. So I watch, like, when I was little, I watched Madeline.
Yes!
However you properly say
Madeline.
It. Madeline.
I have that
which
book.
Which is,
that's
on a book. So I watched that. Little Bear, I think, is actually technically on a book, based on a book.
I think so, yeah.
Loose
Clues, definitely.
Loose Clues, yeah. On a book,
Minnie Mouse
House of the Dragon.
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse is definitely on books.
House of the Dragon is based on a book. Game of Thrones is based on a book. I watched couple based on books.
Mm.
Then you had like The Little Mermaid, which is based on the movie Little Mermaid, and then like Further Adventures of Ariel. So I watched that kind of stuff. So yeah, I did. I still do. How about you?
I can only think of Harry Potter because I read the books first.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's it. I never like with Marvel. I never read the comics at all.
Okay. Yeah.
It was, I had, you were one of my old friends that I went to high school with, get me into Marvel.
Mm-hmm.
So, just mainly Harry Potter. Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
But I never read the books, though.
Mm-hmm.
I've only watched it, and it took me years to be able to watch it because it works. It always scared me. So, but mainly Harry Potter.
Okay. Do you think shows could be true to the source material if they are adapted from books, movies, or characters? Or do they take creative license to make storylines and such their own away from the books? This can be a hard one.
I kind of want to say yes. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, for Harry Potter, like, with the books are totally going to be different than the movie. And if you read the books really well and you know every single detail of the book and the characters and who should be here, and then you just look at the movie of that same book that you just read, you're going to notice a lot of differences.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people prefer the books than the movies because they're not staying true to the book, which I get, but trying to get someone to sit for more than 2.5 hours for a movie, especially Harry Potter movies, are like 2.5, 3 hours.
Yeah.
Longer than that, even Lord of the Rings is like about 3 hours. Even just trying to sit through that, and then you want the movie to be exactly like the book, that's going to be twice as long.
Yeah.
And I think that's just, I like how they did the Harry Potter movies and like Fantastic Beasts. That's kind of based off of the Harry Potter, right?
That's based off of,
see that
like a textbook in the Harry Potter world.
That I like. Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I got.
All right.
What about you?
I am someone who, like, if I've read the book first, I'm like, no, I want it to be what happened in the book. But if I watch the show first and then read the book, I'm like, no, that makes sense why they didn't do that in the show. So I'm 50-50 on it.
Okay. What is one show you would not watch if someone offered to pay you to do it?
Fear Factor. Nope. Can't watch it.
Okay.
You haven't. I don't like seeing people like manipulating.
I think it's kind of funny to watch people suffer. This is not me.
Like, I just,
yeah, it's wrong. Never. I get it. It's wrong. But you have people being dumb enough to be like, "Oh yeah, I'll stand in a dark room with scorpions at my feet." When you know they're poisonous, you're still, you're going to be dumb enough. Like, that's, it's just the people being dumb and wanting the money for it.
Is there a show you would not
watch?
Yes, I have
two shows.
Okay.
The Sopranos, which in my house, my dad was a big fan of.
Okay.
And the second 8 o'clock rolled around, everyone go to bed. And he would watch it in the living room, and we'd still hear the theme song, and we'd still hear all the language, and we'd still hear all the fighting and the gunshots and everything. I'm like, you tell us all to go to bed with our doors closed, and yet we can still hear everything that's going on. And Yellowstone. I don't get the hype of Yellowstone.
Okay.
I don't get it. Even if you paid me, I still would not watch any of it.
Okay. All right. Is there a show you could watch forever, even if it's only repeat episodes?
Yes.
Okay.
Mike and Molly.
Okay.
Friends.
All right.
Golden Girls.
Okay.
Northwoods Law. Like, all these shows. Like, not like Northwoods Law. The one show that I got back into, which I've already seen all, To Catch a Smuggler. Which is like, this is what not to do in an airport or trying to cross the borders.
Yeah.
So, CBP. That's what they're called, officers. Or, like, trying to come over with more than allotted money. Or trying to smuggle in cigarettes, and they have, like, the dogs that are, like, fruit sniffing, candy sniffing, money sniffing, drug sniffing, whatever. And you watch, and you watch how amazed these cartels are trying to sneak. I just watched where they put, like, about this big of kilos of cocaine inside Red Snapper, in the mouth.
Oh.
And that they were frozen, and there was, like, 15 to 20 boxes or more than that. And it took all the officers 5 hours to get. And you just snap them and break the head and pop out comes the drugs.
Goodness.
And, like, they tell you how much of each
substances.
They weigh it. They do what do you call it? It's, like, throwing me off right now.
Oh, God.
So, like, HSI. Homeland Security, like, they will go out and, like, do a delivery for, and then, like, they'll try and bust the people. Investigation. So, which, that is really cool.
Okay.
But don't be those people
that
try to come in with drugs, and because you will get caught.
Yeah.
Because just watching that, it's pretty impressive how these cartels try to, and they do, like, human trafficking and trafficking and everything. And it's scary.
Yeah.
But it's educational somewhat. It's what not to do.
Okay. I think for me it's going to be Liberty's Kids, which is like such a swerve from what yours is.
Yeah, definitely.
But I love the American Revolution history aspect, and I really truly think they did a wonderful job respectfully covering history and, like, a war for children.
Yeah.
And so I think for that, and they had some awesome guest stars in it.
Like,
so,
voice it?
Yeah. So, like, Stallone, Schwarzenegger, Billy Crystal. They had Walter Cronkite as
are you, I only know the top, the two that you just named, the first two. I know nobody else. Sorry.
Okay. That's
I know nobody else.
But yeah, I think for me it would be Liberty's Kids or Sons of Liberty, which is a history channel about the like Sam Adams, Paul Revere, John Hancock, and Ben Barnes is in it. Hey.
Okay.
So, and I can't say the name properly, but I believe it's Rafe Ball, who is the son of the guy who plays Peter Pettigrew in Harry Potter.
Okay.
And then Michael Raymond James is in it, if I remember correctly. And those two shows I could watch endlessly, because I enjoy those shows.
Rapid fire questions.
Yes.
Go.
TV specials or more episodes?
More episodes.
TV specials, I kind of like. Comedy or drama? So you're a dramedy person.
Yes, I'm a dramedy person. Okay. I have drama circled, but it's just like both. I'm like, both. You said rapid fire, so I'm answering.
Drama for me.
Okay.
Short seasons with long episodes or long seasons with short episodes?
Short seasons with long episodes.
Okay. Same for me.
Okay.
Cliffhangers or wrapped up endings?
Okay. I hate cliffhangers.
Okay.
Because it's like, it gets me all like, what just happened? Who did it? Why are you going to end like that? What's next to come? So, wrapped up endings.
Okay. Cliffhangers.
So, you're me. I don't like that.
Live TV or DVR?
DVR, so I can go back and rewatch it.
DVR, so I don't have to watch commercials.
I still get commercials.
I just fast forward through.
Well, it depends on the thing. I can't. If it's on, like, online, you can't fast forward online. But if it's, like, yeah.
Sports or shows?
Shows.
Sports.
Really? You
yeah.
Name one football game you've watched this year.
Cowboys versus Eagles.
Get out. Wait, I should leave. This isn't my house. We can no longer be friends, Shay.
Watch TV on the go or at home?
At home.
Okay. And then reality or scripted?
Scripted? Kind of
reality for me.
It depends on the show, though, I think it. Like, Mike and Molly, that I can do.
Mm-hmm.
But Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah.
I just, it's too, that is overly scripted, and it's just, I can't do it. So.
Okay.
But my dad loves that show. Okay.
Well, with that, yet another episode of Candidly Eclectic has come to a close. Thanks so much for tuning in. We really appreciate the support. As always, you can contact us at candidlyeclecticpod@gmail.com. Or you can follow us on Candidly Eclectic Podcast at Instagram.com. Catch us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, Fountain, and True Fans. We'd love to hear your feedback. We hope you have an awesome day, and we'll see you again next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.